All right, that was mildly creepy. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show. It's all about perspective. Remy, I got a couple things on the docket today.
Ooh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, there's...
I also love the word docket.
Docket?
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell it? Because I didn't. I thought I did, and then I said it, and then I thought, wow, I wonder if I could spell that word.
Is it not how it sounds? I feel like I know how to spell it.
Go ahead.
Is it D-O-C-K-E-T?
Let's find out.
Well, I thought you knew.
Docket, a calendar or list of cases for trial or people having cases pending. An agenda or list of things to be done.
I think the spelling is what we were looking for.
D-O-C-K-E-T.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. For a moment, I was wondering whether it was just D-O-C-E-T. I don't know. Words, there have been weirder words.
D-O-C-E-T.
Spelled.
Interesting.
But yeah, I got a couple things.
I feel like that would be like docet.
Hmm. Okay.
Which I don't think is a word.
In kindergarten, when we were learning how to... This is one of the few things I remember, you know, from kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were learning how to sound things out, what the letters sound like and all that, did you ever learn so that when you say, like, that do set, and if I was trying to think of how to sound that out in kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
we were taught that the E jumps over the consonant that's before it and makes the vowel... that's before that consonant a long sound. So in the example of like you just said, so the normally the O sound is ah, you know, like docket, docket.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
However, in that case, I would think that E jumped over the C to make the O long. So then I would think docket.
This is just
docet.
So complicated.
The O, the A, you know, like lave, if lave is a word. I think lave is a word.
Lave?
Lave, yes. I swear our vocabulary is stronger. It's just that the time that the show is recorded makes it a little difficult for our brains to keep our vocabulary as strong, I'd say, as it normally is.
I agree.
But yes, so I have a couple things. Two current events and one serious question.
Oh.
Right. And I was contemplating... whether or not I should give you the question ahead of time.
Uh-huh. And then, let me prepare.
And let you prepare your answer. Or whether I should get your initial reaction. And if you need more time, I can tell my answer to the question.
Okay.
To give you time to think. But I also think that you don't know the answer to this question. Not many people do, actually. If I've told anyone.
Is it just something that you either know or don't know, or is it like a philosophical question?
No, it's a question about you. We each will have different answers to this question, to said question.
I feel like I know at least a pretty good amount about me.
I thought about
perhaps
this question.
Perhaps even the world's expert on me.
I came up with the question Monday night when I was kind of overcome by stress a little bit. When I was... if this gives you any insight to the question, I'm gonna ask the question around the middle of the show.
Okay.
But I came up with the question. I thought of the question while editing, you know, the short film that we were talking about.
Right.
I did about 2 hours of merging video and audio, and then about 2 hours of editing, and I did another hour this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was once I got into the editing. But I kind of came a little overcome by stress for a short period of time, probably like an hour. While I was still merging, I was, you know, I don't know. It just hits you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I was tired and all those things.
Yeah.
And trying to get it done. And I came up and I've thought of the question. It kind of popped into my head.
Uh-huh.
But we'll talk about it.
All right.
We'll play some songs. We'll hit the first current event. Play some more songs. We'll do the serious question.
I'm excited
we'll
play to some see more what songs. This question is.
So I'm going to kind of hide it from you.
I'm going to take inventory of myself.
I got to hide the screen from you because it is on the screen.
Okay, I won't look at it.
But let's play some songs
let's
and then
play some
we'll
music.
Discuss our first current event.
Sounds
sound good,
good
to you?
It does.
All right, excellent.
Hey, you there. Can we take it to the next level, baby? Do you dare? Don't be scared. Cause if you can say the words, I don't know why I should care. Cause here I am, I'm giving all I can, but all you ever do is mess it up. Yeah, I'm right here, I'm trying to make it clear that getting half of you just ain't enough. I'm not gonna wait until you're done, pretending you don't need anyone. I'm standing in naked, I'm standing in naked. I'm not gonna try till you decide you're ready to swallow all your pride. I'm standing in naked, I'm standing. When you give me nothing now, read my mouth. If you ever want me back, then your walls need breaking down. Cause here I am, I'm giving all I can, but all you ever do is mess it up. All you ever done. Yeah, I'm right here, I'm trying to make it clear. Getting high for you just ain't enough. I'm not gonna wait until you're done, pretending you don't need anyone. I'm standing in naked, I'm standing in naked. I'm not gonna try till you decide you're ready to swallow all your pride. I'm standing. You don't need anyone. Can't you see that I'm naked?
Thought it'd be true. side by side, love the way we disappear. Yeah. There's about a million places we could go, but I'd rather be here.
All right, you just heard Naked by James Arthur, followed by Chasing Parties by Sasha Sloan.
Indeed.
Remy, you had an issue with Naked?
No, I didn't have an issue with it. I just thought it was the lyric, whatever. He said something like, I'm standing here naked, and I wasn't really listening to the rest of the song. I'm sure that was a metaphor for his bearing his emotional state in front of his partner or whatever.
Right.
But I just thought it was kind of funny because you can't stand naked in front of most places without that being a problem, like outside or inside.
Right. I didn't pay attention to the lyrics very much. Neither did I. I've heard the song a lot, actually. I play his music sometimes when I'm like writing things because I don't really. I don't know. It feels soft and I can pay attention while writing something.
Like writing schoolwork or just writing text
like
messages?
An essay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Not necessarily an essay, but writing emails and things like that because that's less.
Some semi-mindless stuff.
Right. Yeah. Some administrative work.
Logistical.
Yes, those are the words I'd use. Should I get out our thesaurus?
Nope.
Can you spell thesaurus?
Probably not.
Do you prefer dinosaurus or rhinosaur?
What?
Would you rather, if you had to change one, did you like the dinosauruses or the rhinosaurs?
As like the new word for what?
For dinosaurus and rhinosaurs.
Those aren't words.
They are words. Pronounced differently.
Oh, God. I don't like either of them.
Do you know which words I'm saying?
No.
Dinosaur and rhinoceros. If you switch them, it's right. Dinosaurus
so those
and rhinoceros.
Those aren't words in real life. Okay, you said they were words.
Well, they are words. Just
no, they're not words. No, they're not pronounced differently.
Who decides what words are?
Everyone decides what words are.
I have my friends today were having a philosophical debate that I somehow walked up to, and the first question that was asked to me was, "Dylan, do clouds exist?"
Do clouds exist?
Right, and I was like, I think I need more information here.
Okay,
and it was something along the lines of they were arguing about. Where does the like outback start? Can you ever say that you're in the outback if you know
the outback,
like in
Australia?
Yeah. So one kid was saying, "Can you ever say that you're in the outback?" Because it like you know it goes from urban houses to then like suburban with like some sand in there and everything, and then it's like straight up desert. So when can you say like you're in the thing or whatever?
Yeah.
So another kid was saying. That you should be able to say that you're a certain percentage amount in the outback. And then his like analogy for that was like, when are you in a cloud? When you get officially into a cloud, like, can you say that you're 70% in the cloud, that you're 30% in a cloud or blah, blah, blah. So I was thinking about that for a little bit, but I was like, no, clouds exist, man. Like, I didn't see how do clouds exist? And his thing of when do you say that you're in a cloud connected? And then I hit him with the analogy, and I'm pretty proud of myself for this one, of the ocean. So is he saying that when I put my feet in the ocean, that I'm not in the ocean? That I should be saying that I'm only 30% in the ocean? And that's where his thing kind of fell apart, which I was proud of myself there.
Well, good work.
Thanks, Dad.
What?
I don't remember what brought us here. Rhinoceros.
Right, yeah.
Rhinosaurs
who decides what words
and dinosauri.
Don't.
Dinosaur people.
Honestly. I feel like usually on the show, I'm like pretty... I can make it to this hour of the day without being brain fuzzled.
But then
today is not one of those days. My brain is absolutely fuzzled. That's okay, though. Maybe it'll make for a more interesting show.
Yeah, I always listen to our bits that we talk to back. So.
Yeah, or maybe I'm just going to talk slower and slower until you find me passed out, sitting upright at the mic.
Do you think that I talk enough? Do you think I talk to the point that I wouldn't notice that you're not responding to go?
I watched...
Question mark.
sporadically. I watched the last 5 minutes, and I watched overtime, and then I watched a few minutes in between.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much my statement of fact of current events is college basketball happened.
It did happen.
Texas Tech won?
Nope.
The other one?
Virginia.
The other one?
Yep.
Yeah, congratulations.
To Virginia?
To, yes, the
Their
other
first
one.
National championship.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
For a team that's been so highly rated recently.
That's crazy.
That's their first national championship, yeah.
I don't know if I've said this on the air before, but I've only done one March Madness bracket in my life, and I've only ever played in one fantasy basketball season.
Uh-huh.
I've won both.
Wow.
And I feel that I should never play again.
Did you play for money?
Yes. Well, I think at both times it was like you get $5 in or something like that. I found out, you know, our friend, our old friend Greg Giwala.
I do.
Because freshman year is when I won. That's when Villanova won. Mm-hmm. I picked Villanova to win because my friend Mark goes to Villanova, and I literally texted him, and that Villanova was a one seed at that
time. You sure
time.
Villanova won freshman year?
I would bet my life.
They
on
won
it.
Sophomore year.
They won.
But I don't think they won back to back.
I would bet my life that they won freshman year. Guaranteed. 100%.
I feel like we should look this up.
Rhinoceri.
Hold on now.
You got to tell
now
a joke while I look it up.
See, you keep
putting
me on
the spot.
See,
I'm doing it again.
What if I look it up?
Okay, and you want me to tell a joke?
Yeah. See, it's not that.
What did the sushi say to the
easy,
bee?
Huh?
What did this?
The sushi say to the what?
To the bee. Like Buzz.
I don't know.
Wasabi.
That's terrible. What year am I looking at?
That would be 2016. Because we were in our freshman spring, the spring of 2016.
Yeah, okay.
Villanova won. Bet my life on it. 100%.
I can't.
100%.
I'm having a...
They call me Dylan.
They did win.
They call me the... I know
and
they
then,
won.
Did they win back? Did they win back to back? Or am I
they
wrong?
Did win 2 years... During our college career,
no,
but I don't think it was back-to-back.
Then they won...
I thought it was last year they won as well.
Okay, then I think... Yeah, it looks like UNC won.
I don't know.
Okay, I just have this distinct memory of us going to Club Tennis Nationals, which was our sophomore year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And meeting people from Villanova and talking about their championship win.
It was probably the year before then.
I was talking about their previous year's
probably
win. That's probably what it was. Huh.
I guess I keep my life.
Well, we didn't bet your life on the outcome of this.
No, we have bet in the past.
Nope.
A peach Snapple that you need to give me.
I don't even know what that is, and I refuse to give you anything that is
Remy,
peach flavored.
I won the tiebreak. 10, love.
Okay, first of all, it was double. Second of all, I can't control my partner missing volleys and overheads to the net. Third of all, and the most important, the absolute most important point that you've never tell anyone, is that I didn't agree to this bet before we started. So Dylan will harangue me with this every so often, which I think is absolutely hilarious, because it's basically me saying, Dylan, if I flip this quarter and catch it, you owe me $1 million. And then he says, no, I don't agree. I
well,
flip
the
quarter,
stakes...
catch it, and then I harangue you for the next
in
3 years
case.
Without owing me $1 million.
But
like, what?
The difference there is that in your example, it's a 50-50 shot. In
no,
this
I'm not,
example,
no, no, no.
It's...
That doesn't matter.
It's 10 love.
It doesn't matter.
10 love is a lot.
No, the only thing that matters is me saying, you saying a thing, me saying no, and then you still believing that that thing happened anyway.
So it started as a joke, as when we were up like 3-love in the tiebreak. This is for reference to the people that don't know this story, that I was up, me and Ross, our friend Ross, who's also on Club Tennis, were playing against you and our friend Suvi in doubles. Just a 10-point tiebreak. We were up like 3-love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just made a joke, not expecting, you know, to win 10-love that tiebreak.
Yes.
And I just made the joke of like, oh, Remy, if we win this 10-love, you owe me a peach Snapple.
To which I absolutely
you
said
did deny.
No.
You did say no. But then we actually went on to win
10-love.
I remember
very distinctly several points where, not to throw Suvi under the bus,
it
but
was
he's
his fault.
Never going to hear this. He was shanking these like easy overheads.
It was his fault. I clearly remember at 9-love, actually, we would have lost the point. We were in a bad position, and either Ross or I lobbed up a ball right in front of the net, and Suvi dumped it in the net.
So I refuse to take even half of the responsibility for
that
loss.
What about, what if...
Because I remember thinking
what about a quarter?
Like,
what about a half of a peach Snapple?
Well, I can't give that to you. They don't sell them in segments.
Well, we can split it, and we can be cute like that. I feel the gears turning. I can't see them because we turn the lights off in the studio.
Whereas normally you can see inside my head and you can see the gears.
Yes, but I can feel the gears turning.
That's an interesting offer.
Ooh, okay, think about it.
You're saying we go halvesies.
We go halvesies. Yes.
And that will get you to stop bringing this up. Because at this point, that's why I would do it, is to get this story.
I mean, it's a cute story.
It's not that cute.
It's almost as cute as the fact that you didn't respond to me freshman year when I messaged you and asked if you wanted to hit.
Have we talked about that on the show, you think?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, we can right now.
I don't want that to be what happens now.
So, when we were younger, freshman year...
Don't we have some songs to play?
We do have some songs to play. Let's throw some on, and we can talk about that when we get back.
Oh, no.
Yay!
That you don't wanna see. Rejudge me, I'm ugly. I won't blame you if you do. No lies, don't wanna keep no secrets. Even if what I'ma say will leave you speechless. No secrets. If I introduce you to my demons, tell me, baby, would you love me less? If you know the places that I've been, if you know the damage that I did, would you love me less? No, 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 no. Would you love me less? If I had a dollar for my sins, if you know the bed that I've been in, would you love me less? No, 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 no. I'm happy you never saw me.
Coffee on my J. Dilla vinyl. Didn't even mind crazy. When you spilled coffee on my J Dilla vinyl. I didn't even mind, baby. Woke up in London with you next to me. Made love in Brixton with both hands around your neck. I'm back in New York on British ecstasy. So I feel like an immigrant in America. Yes, I am just an immigrant in America. South London, born in Colombia. It's sex in Spanish that she's all alone. She said she's found an apartment. I'm in Harlem screaming, take me home. When you spilled coffee on my J Dilla vinyl. Didn't even mind crazy. When you spilled coffee on my J Dilla vinyl. I didn't even mind baby. Woke up in London with you next to me. Made love in Brixton with both hands around your neck. I'm back in New York on British ecstasy. So I feel like an immigrant in America. I miss you. Yes, I feel like an immigrant in America. That's how I feel.
I could feel your face.
helpless when emotions wave.
All right, you just heard Love Me Less by Max and Quinn92, our boy Quinn92.
Quinn92.
I don't think we've played him this semester.
No, we definitely have.
I don't know, man. I can check the logs, but we definitely played him a lot last semester.
Must have played him.
Or the semester before. Yes. Well, that was followed by An Immigrant by John Bellion. Haven't had a song from him in a while, actually.
No.
And maybe 2 weeks. There was spring break in there, so it might have been an actual minute.
You could be right.
And that was followed by Ocean's Way by Arizona with spaces in between, all capitalized.
I love that song. That's a really good song.
I'm pretty sure we've played before, I kind of rediscovered that song again this week. And
it was good.
Needed to be played. I've also wanted to play. I really want to listen, I think I told you this, to the Spotify Studios version of Sexual, but Zara Larsson's version.
I played it on the show.
You've played it on, that's how I know about it.
Oh, you just want to listen to it again in your life.
And I have, but I can't listen to it while I'm walking because I don't have Spotify Premium.
Oh, God,
so
Dylan.
I can only listen to it
You hurt
when
me
I'm
so bad. Why do you hurt me so bad?
These things happen.
Well, I mean, there's Wi-Fi on campus.
But I still can't pick it. Oh, not just when I'm home. I can only listen to it on my laptop.
Oh,
so
right.
I can do it on campus. I just need to only need be
can't.
On my laptop. But normally on my laptop, I'm either doing work or watching something. So
See, I haven't had to deal with this problem since high school. Because I knew then what you still don't know now.
It is a struggle.
Which is that Spotify Premium, especially with the student discount, is so worth it.
I'm very surprised it's not on YouTube also.
Well, isn't it a Spotify exclusive thing?
Yes, which makes sense.
So less surprising now.
But it still was disappointing. So yeah, it is a very good song, and I like that version.
It's a great song.
Well, Remy, it's 3:37.
Yes, it is.
And are you ready for the serious-ish question?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It kind of depends on. It's not as serious as you think. It depends on how you take it. Here's the question: we are both film and media studies majors.
Oh, no.
Why did you choose film and media to major in?
Wow, okay. Let me think of a diplomatic answer here.
Because you and I both waited a long time to declare.
That's true.
And I'm pretty sure we both declared after the deadline.
Yes, I think that's also true.
Which is okay. You know, those deadlines are not, you know, strict.
It was actually fine. There's no penalty.
No, there is no penalty. They say it because they want you, you know, to get going.
Yeah. Why did I pick film and media studies?
Yes.
Well, I was...
You need a diplomatic answer? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I don't want to...
Like offend film and media?
Other FMS majors or the department.
Okay. I won't show them this.
Yeah, it's not like any of them are going to listen to this. Well, no, I picked it because I think... I did a lot of, my first 2 years, I did a lot of, or at least a fair amount of exploration class-wise. I took classes in a lot of different subjects to find which one I liked.
Mm-hmm. I did a very similar thing.
Yeah, and the one that the class that I resonated pretty strongly with was media and society, which is an FMS class.
Okay.
And so I didn't like anything else, and I didn't hate that class, and I love movies, and I love writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured with the combination of those two things, film and media was a decent area to go down.
Uh-huh.
So I picked it.
I think that's a perfect, I don't even think that's, is that, I think that's a great answer.
Good, because that's the answer that I give to people when I...
Is that the real answer, or is that being a diplomatic answer?
No. There's definitely a lot
there's
of,
more to
of
it?
Truth to that. I would say also that it's, I mean, this isn't offensive. I wouldn't say it's, you can make it not a particularly challenging major also. You can definitely make it challenging, but you can also make it not super challenging. And there have been points in my life where I haven't felt like putting in the most effort.
Mm-hmm.
And this also seemed like one of the paths of least resistance.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I feel you. I mean, I'm definitely happy that I've done, you know, the entrepreneurship with it.
Yeah.
I think that has helped me round it out. Which, I don't know if you've taken any of the entrepreneurship classes, but I get compliments on it all the time. Like, it's kind of funny. It was my cousin's idea, actually, who's in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a little...
He's an entrepreneur.
He has his own business.
So, yes.
And he's in that, he's a, like a manager in the entertainment industry. And I called him sophomore year, sophomore spring, which is when you're supposed to declare. Because I wanted to declare FMS, but I was kind of worried a little bit because of, I don't know, you know, that seems like a, it's a different thing than basically everyone else at Tufts does econ, bio, computer science. So I was a little worried, and he was like, and then he was talking to me and said, you know, the, you know, that entrepreneurship is, seems pretty interesting. And so like a year and a half goes by, and I'm out in LA with him, staying with him for that internship. And people were complimenting on me on the fact that everyone said like, oh, that's an interesting combo. Like very recently people have started saying, oh, that's interesting. That's a good combo. And I'm like, oh, like, thank you, Michael. Like, you are amazing. I'm happy that that's worked out.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm happy for you too.
But the reason that I picked it back in the day, not that you asked me the question, but I thought it might be an interesting story to tell a little bit of.
Yeah.
Of why, or why, I've, and tell me whether I've told you this or not. You know part of the story.
Okay.
Is that sophomore, you know, I had a similar experience. I came in with, you know, I got a 5 on BC in BC on AP Calc BC and in high school. So like, I didn't have a math requirement, and I came in speaking French and, you know, with like, with AP Latin and all that. So I didn't have a language requirement. So I had a lot of time to, you know, mess around with classes. Mm-hmm. I took pretty much every popular intro level class at Tufts. I took, and you can help me kind of think about these, of like, I took the intro to computer science comp 11. I took Ec 5, intro to economics.
Mm-hmm.
I took intro to psych. I took math. I took calc 3.
Ew,
because I tested out of 1 and 2.
Sociology maybe?
No sociology, but I took a philosophy class.
Okay.
I took, I was all over the place.
English?
I took creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do English 1 and English 2.
Mm-hmm.
So political science. Oh, that's another one. I took intro to IR, and I took, which is probably my best lecture class I've ever had, actually.
Huh.
And Michael Beckley, great lecturer. And yeah, intro to IR. I took political science. I took a couple political science classes. I took intro to American politics. Like, I was, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
Similar situation. I was like, none of these are great.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of went down psych a little bit. I went deep in psych and political science, and I stopped doing the psych because I kind of did psych just because like I didn't know what to do, and my sister did psych, and so I was like, okay, this is like kind of interesting, but then, you know, sophomore like spring or sophomore fall, it's like I'm part of the way down this, and it's like I don't see myself doing that, you know? It's not my thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I still doing this? I should switch it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And my only film and media class that I took before declaring was Children in Mass Media. And I really liked the class. And like you, I really like movies. I really like TV shows and everything. The story, the little bit that people don't, or the last bit that kind of made me think about that is, if you're familiar with sophomore year, I used to, you know, hang out in the library a lot.
Yeah.
Because my roommate wasn't the greatest, or roommate situation wasn't the greatest. So I used to, you know, hang out in the library until 1 a.m. just not doing work. You know, like I would do my work in the library and then finish the work, but then just hang out there, like watch Netflix and as opposed to in my bed.
Right.
So and here's where the I think this is wholesome content, or I think it's kind of wholesome content.
Mm-hmm.
In that those periods of time where, you know, that's like a rough time that you're chilling in the library until 1 a.m. Yes. every night.
Yes, it is.
So it's a kind of a rough time, and like my favorite times was when I was watching those shows and all those things. Like they made me feel good. They made me happy. They made me, you know, gave me something to look forward to, gave me something to, I don't know, it helped pass the time type of thing.
Yeah.
So my thought process was, I also would like to do that for other people.
Oh.
Is make something, you know, that makes people happy and entertain them and laugh in any way, either laugh or get engaged, because I like all those things. Is what I don't like just comedies, but I just happen to watch, you know, The Office and Parks and Rec, and I watched Friends during that period. So that was my kind of thought process.
So you were thinking about the next Dylan who's sitting in the library at 1 a.m. wanting to give him happiness through media.
Yeah, and I think to an extent that I always say to people, like at Tufts, I've said, like, I'm just here to amuse. I've said that for a long time now.
Yes.
Where, like, I don't know. I like making people happy. I like making people laugh. I like making people cry. Okay. But that's what I was thinking, is I want to do that because I like that helped me through it, and I that's the thought process.
Wow.
And this kind of leads, so I don't know if I've ever told you that, actually.
I don't think that you have.
I don't think I've told many people, if at all.
And now you've told the whole world.
Now you all know. But that kind of leads into, I want to talk about a little bit of Game of Thrones.
Oh, baby.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay.
I seen Game of Thrones?
Let's play a few songs, but I'm going
to... Are they songs from Game of Thrones?
Do, 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 do.
We launch into an acapella version of the theme song.
We're going to get copyright claim on a radio, on a freeform radio show. But let's play a few songs, because we talked a decent amount today.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's throw some songs on, and then after that, I think we can talk a little bit
about
that.
Game of Thrones sounds good.
Yeah. All right, good.
Tell me that you need me now, 'cause in my dreams you're still around. But you've been gone for quite some time. It finally feels like you're not mine. Will you remember me? 'Cause I remember you. I just want you to be happy. Thank you.
is more important than anything in the cup that you're holding. One little taste will have you open. Eh, I know you want some too strong. No limits, it's artificial, so take your time with it. It goes straight to your head, control your mind with it. Eh, I know you want some, you want some. You know I'm the only one that gets you higher, gets you higher, babe. To get some more, got you and your feelings all emotional. My love, my love. So good, so good, so good, so good. You know my love is so good, so good, so good, so good. You know my love is my love. Ain't running out. Got an endless supply, there'll never be a drop. I put you to sleep, you never leave the house. I know you want, know you want some. You know I'm the only one that gets you higher, baby. You ain't gotta worry, cause you know I got it, babe. You'll be stuck on it, cause my love's so good, so I keep coming back to get some more. Got you and your feelings all emotional.
For seconds was good, girl. Got me clearing up my schedule, trying to link up. Girl, you know you about to get that thing beat up. When I pull up, you know what I came for. Your dollar lead pipe, keep some dope deep for you. Put your body straight to sleep. I got you waking up, thanking me.
All right, you just heard Be Happy. No, you did not hear Be Happy. Did you hear Be Happy?
I thought they heard Be Happy, maybe.
They did hear. They heard Be Happy, the White Panda remix by Frnd.
Frnd.
F-R-N-D, all capitalized, no spaces. Followed by So Good, featuring Ty Dolla $ign by Zara Larsson.
That's another one where I think that the Spotify single like cover is better than the original.
Okay, well, we'll
and it doesn't
have
Ty Dolla $ign. Not that I have anything against him, but I just don't think that that song
needs I don't even remember his part, and we just listened to it.
Yeah, I don't think it needs a rap.
I'll listen to that one again, then. Oh, Remy.
Mm.
It's your favorite part of the show.
Ah, yes. Indubitably.
While you find a psa for us, I'll just... Because we don't have a ton of time to talk about Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short is Game of Thrones season 8 comes out on Sunday? Monday.
Something soon. I don't know.
Sunday. I believe it's Sunday, the 14th. I am in the middle of season 3 right now.
So you might not get there in time.
Nah, there's no way I can do it. My friends were actually...
It doesn't matter. I'm probably not even going to watch it with everyone else.
With people?
I hate watching things with people.
I'm kind of happy to hear you say that. As I think you and I are two, like, very social people.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I very much agree with you.
Yeah.
That I, to an extent, I don't like watching things with people.
Yeah, I really don't. Especially if they speak or
move. If they talk,
miss a line of dialogue or, I have to turn away to shush someone and I don't miss them and I miss something on screen, I will be livid.
And I wonder if that's because you and I know, like with the FMS, you know, we know that like everything is important.
Yeah.
Especially in a show like Game of Thrones.
Yes.
So I understand that a lot. I really agree. But it's also like, if there's an emotional moment, I don't know, to an extent, like, do you want to be emotional, like, around you? It's harder to get invested.
Yeah, I just think a lot of my friends give me crap for it. They say, it's like a social event. Come on, watch with us. And they're like, they say you'll miss things if you're, if you don't watch with people, because they'll tell you things that you miss. First of all, I don't miss anything. What?
Yeah, I think the social part of it is talking about it with them the next day and things.
Yeah, and like I guess that. I do miss that a little bit if I don't watch it with them and I wait for it to be available on like a some other platform.
Is it available on HBO Go immediately?
I don't know.
Okay.
The last time I watched the season, I watched it a few months after it came out.
Okay.
So, I also, this is kind of a weird thing, but sometimes I feel, when I feel really invested in a show, it's almost selfish in that I don't want to share it with other people. I want to just experience it alone because it's my thing and I've been emotionally involved with it for so long that I feel like you have a relationship with it.
I think that's okay. I think that's, and maybe that's just because I agree with you here on this. So I think that's very okay, actually, and I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I was the weird one. I don't think I've told that to people before, that I don't like really watching things with people. Yeah. Just... Which is a little odd, because I do think you and I are very social people, and we enjoy being around people.
We do.
Yeah, Remy, give it a
Here's a PSA, short and sweet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent.
Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about.
Have you read this one before? I feel like I've heard that title before. It's okay.
I mean, it's possible, but
no, do it,
probably
do it.
A long time ago. Also, there's several that have numbers to think about in the title.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
that's like the subset.
Yeah.
The genre.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Those are some interesting numbers.
To think about.
Yes. I will be thinking about them on the short ride home before I
not gonna
pass
lie,
out.
I will not be thinking about them. I can't think about them right now. I didn't even hear what you said.
My brain doesn't have the capacity to form short-term memory, so I don't even remember what the numbers were. But I'm sure they were important.
Yeah. Well, Remy, it's 57 on the hour. We talked a lot today, but I like that.
Me too.
At this hour. It's a talking hour, you know?
It's actually a sleeping hour, but that's true.
I would like to talk about Game of Thrones with you maybe at a later date then.
Sure.
And, Interesting. One of the things I was going to say that I think, and this is why I think it'll take more time to unpack,
yeah.
So I'll just say this now and maybe we can talk about it later,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, kind of in reference to what I was saying earlier about how I want to, like, make things like that mm-hmm. for people, is it kind of bothers me that I can't write something as good as that. But granted, that is like right now, and writing is a skill. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought about like taking the summer and writing literally like a story a week. I've seen like a famous writer you said to do that, because like write 50 stories in a year, and like two of them will be good. Mm-hmm. But like those are the two that you go with.
What I'll say to that really quickly is that one, I think someone on Game of Thrones has source material from an author. So you
but George R.R. Martin. But has been writing that. Well, that's what I mean.
What I'm saying is, you can be part of the production process of Game of Thrones and not be a writer, you know?
Yeah, but I wish I had that like imagination that George R.R. Martin has.
Maybe one day you will.
Type of thing.
You don't know.
And how long has he been writing that show or those books?
Forever.
Since over 20 years, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
One thing I also don't like is that this show has gone past the books. I would rather it like. But I mean, you can't wait for the books.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to like really have his vision played out for the entire time.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that more next week.
We will.
But it's 59 on the hour. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
And this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The show is It's All About Perspective. Thank you so much for listening. We'll toss one more song on for you, and then we'll head out and see you next week.
See ya.
Goodbye.